we're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Hey fans, it's time to make the journey here to the Kohl Center for a Badgers game. Come hungry and scoop up a Brew Pub Lots and Lots of Pizza, official frozen pizza of UW Badgers Athletics. Brew Pub pizzas are loaded with over half a pound of Wisconsin mozzarella cheese and are also available in your local grocery store. I want to recognize tonight's game sponsor, Alliant Energy, and thank everyone there for their support of Wisconsin Badgers basketball. Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Badgers get win number 16 of the season, now 8-9 in Big Ten play, and this is as close as it gets to a rout. Wisconsin 64, Iowa 52. Well, you asked before the game.
My wishful 50%? Thinking, yes.
Yeah, 52%.
How about that?
Go figure. And most of that done, again, this is a little reversal. Usually when they are efficient, it's because they shoot the threes well. Tonight, it was inside the three-point line where they got it done.
So they've beaten Iowa three in a row by shooting 50% in each of those three games twice here at the Kohl Center. And earlier this season at Carver Hawkeye, in the midst of all of this, has been Tyler Wall, who's been the principal figure on offense for Wisconsin with his efficiency, something like 20 of 29 from the floor.
Yeah, and tonight, 14 rebounds for Wall. The Badgers were 21 of 30 inside the three-point line and 10 of 14 in the second half. And this is, again, a Wisconsin team that is last in the conference in two-point shooting percentage and among the worst percentages nationally from the two-point line. But tonight they were able to get it done inside, and that was the difference in the game. And in addition to Iowa just not hitting a shot, 3 from 28 from the three-point line here tonight.
To really punctuate what you just said, Matt, the Badgers finished the game, I can't remember the last time I said this, 11 for 12 yeah. on layups, yeah. 2 for 2 on dunks, so 13 of 14 at the rim.
Yeah, that'll get you a points per possession of 1.1, and that's a winning number. Iowa, 0.86, according to our stat broadcast numbers. So they get the job done, and when you're a team like Iowa that likes to be up-tempo, scores a lot of points, it could get frustrating in a hurry, and that was the case for Fran McCaffrey's team. As we talked about it, there were some wide open looks, and most of those weren't rattle outs. They were just, we've seen it all across the country. We've seen it with Wisconsin. Tonight we saw it with Iowa.
And it really is a challenge to try to contain someone as gifted That's Chris Murray. I mean, the second leading scorer in all games coming into this game in the Big Ten, third in league games only. But he had been held under 10 points once the season. That was in December, December 6th at Duke. He had 8 points. Tonight, the Badgers, with a little help from Murray, who was off. You could tell his radar wasn't in sync. But yeah. Still, nonetheless, to hold Murray to what they did, they shot opportunities, relatively speaking. He was 2 of 10 and finished with 5.
I mean, he probably wasn't healthy in that Duke game because it wasn't long after that with the injury that kept him out. So Badgers get the job done, and needless to say, a dearly needed win for Wisconsin as now they get ready for a road trip to Michigan on Sunday afternoon. Wisconsin 64, Iowa 52. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Silver lining means you are backed by a policy and a company that is going to do everything they can to get you back whole to like you were before.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
But there's a promise there. You know, that word means we're going to answer our promise in the policy and get you back up and running of your business or, you know, if you're home, we're going to get your home put back together as if nothing had happened.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Get 11% off everything at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen with Clearview Cabinetry. They feature full-access cabinet construction and soft closed drawers and doors. Explore all of the beautiful cabinets on display in our kitchen showroom. With so many styles to choose from, you'll be sure to find the one that fits your home. Get 11% off all Clearview Cabinetry from Menards. Good through February 26th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as Wisconsin knocks off Iowa tonight. Connor Sejan with 17 points, leading the way for the Badgers. Chucky Hepburn with 12 points, 5 assists, 1 turnover. And Tyler Wall, his third double-double and his first since the Kansas game back in the Bahamas back in November. 11 points, 14 rebounds for Wall here tonight. Tony Perkins, Philip Bracha, each with 13 to pace Iowa. Peyton Sanford ended up with 10 on a night where the Hawkeyes shot just 32% from the floor.
Yeah, it's so unusual to see an Iowa team struggle in back-to-back games with its offense.
Yeah,
I mean, you can understand one game or two maybe split apart, but back-to-back.
Yeah, they struggle on the road. They're 2-7 in Big Ten road games this season. The wins at Minnesota, and the one that really catches your attention is the one at Rutgers. That was back on January 8th, but You know, they had a 61-point outing and a 2-point loss at Michigan State. I mentioned the 50 points against Nebraska, but it's a team that, you know, even an off nights is going to get into the 70s at least, but not tonight. Held to their second lowest point total of the season at 52. Badgers get the win 64-52 over the Hawkeyes. When we continue, we'll check out our Big Ten Network out-of-town scoreboard. Back in a minute, this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
True magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide to this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards. Proud partner of Badger basketball. Now back to the Badger postgame show.
Wisconsin 64, Iowa 52 tonight. Check out the Big Ten Network out-of-town scoreboard. Maryland 88, Minnesota 70. Terp shot 68% from the field, 5 in double figures. That was the other Big Ten game tonight. 3 on tap tomorrow. Penn State is at Ohio State. Michigan on the road at Rutgers. And Northwestern will be at Illinois tomorrow night down in Champaign.
Michigan probably has its tougher road, maybe the toughest road of those teams who are outside looking in or on the bubble from this conference for the NCAA tournament. The Wolverines have 3 of their last 4 games on the road. So it's at Rutgers, home to play the Badgers on Sunday, at Illinois, and at Indiana. Man, yeah, that's a tough stretch.
And a team but opportunities really for Michigan, because it's a team that lacks the quad one wins. That's been an issue throughout the course of this season for Juwan Howard's teams. But the Badgers get a big home court win here tonight against an Iowa team that was in pretty good shape in terms of the net rankings, and certainly in good shape at the moment at 17-11 overall, 9-8 in Big Ten play. Badgers improved to 16-11, 8-9 in conference play. 12-point win for the Badgers tonight. As we'll take another break, our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Time to redo this basement?
Yeah. A home gym, movie theater, model train utopia.
Or yoga studio?
I'm flexible-ish.
Great. I'll just use the US Bank mobile app so we can plan it out.
Which way are you leaning? Setting a savings goal or applying for a home improvement loan?
I say we look at both options. Right here in the app.
Budget for a really good home gym. We deserve it.
Noted.
Help for today, planning for tomorrow. That's what US Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
What's the name of the national brand that removes built-up grease, baked-on oil, and heavy road grime easily from your vehicle's engine? That's Gunk. G-U-N-K. As in Gunk Engine Degreaser. Or the new Gunk Degreasing Wipes. Both on sale now at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for only $5.99. Made to deliver a heavy-duty clean, Gunk is now on sale for only $5.99. Only at your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, where service is the difference.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Now back to the Badger Postgame Show.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers Postgame Show continues. Wisconsin 64, Iowa 52 tonight as we're joined courtside by head coach Greg Gard. This counts as a blowout. I guess tonight you were able to do something you haven't had a chance to do for a while.
I cleared the bench. I haven't done that since November.
My goodness. If we had told you before the game that Chris Murray would score 5 points, you'd be a pretty happy man. Would you look at us a little weird, though, if we'd have said that?
Yeah, I would have. We talked about them, and that they shot it. We both shot it similarly, I guess, from three Saturday and today. But, I thought we – it was good to see Tyler Wall engaged and playing hard, and good things happen when you play hard. Not that he hasn't before, but I think was finding joy and just rebounding, playing hard, chasing Murray around. And then the other things come to you when you do that. When you chase scoring, you can never catch what you want. But when you just try to do good things to help your team, good things happen. And second half of that, we were better. I thought we turned the ball over, especially early, about every possession, right? The first five of the first seven are a little rough, but that's why there's 40 minutes, and we got to figure it out. And, we did a better job there after that to take care of the ball and get some easy looks and convert.
Greg, what were some of the keys, and besides Tyler kind of matched at times with Murray, but in keeping their rhythm out of their three-point shooting, because they never got into any type of form.
Yeah, and part of that's taking care of the ball, so they can't get easy baskets, whether it's turnovers into layups that get them feeling good, and then you
so
have
they build the momentum that
build
way,
momentum
and transition.
Build confidence. Yeah, the transition, so taking care of the ball. I didn't think we were great. Obviously, we gave up 13 offensive rebounds, and that was always an emphasis, too, because that ends up being kick-out threes, specifically for a team that shoots a high number of threes. So, a lot of long rebounds and things that we didn't get to. But taking care of the ball, and once we settled down there in the first half, I thought we were able to get good looks. We got in the paint. We, obviously we shoot a high percentage, and we're obviously playing a lot in the paint. And, we got 18 free throw attempts. We got to be able to shoot that better, and defensively, for the most part, we didn't let them, as you mentioned, get into any rhythm.
Connor Sejan's working to get himself back into rhythm. Not that he's ever out for any great length of time from that, but he would tell you he wants to knock down some more shots, but it looked like he started to get a little flow going.
Yeah, I think getting to the free throw line was good. It's rare that you see him miss one. It kind of shocks everybody, but that's sometimes a way to get into a rhythm. If you're struggling a little bit as a shooter, go get fouled. And I thought he was more aggressive at putting the ball on the floor and getting to the rim and doing some of those things. And because he's, people know who he is. This is the second time through most of these teams, and they're going to try to, run him off the line. So he's got to add that element of being able to attack off the bounce to his game.
What really stood out, too, especially in the second half, was the 50-50s.
Yeah.
All the hustle plays
turned in. Exactly. Exactly. That was huge. And those are usually difference makers. We had that last week in the game here against Michigan, you know, and, you know, you can, when things aren't going well, maybe you're not lighting the nets on fire, so to speak, you can get an extra possession and get something positive out of it. So, you know, nothing's ever wrong, or there's always good things coming, as mentioned with Tyler, with playing hard and hustling, and you get rewarded for playing hard.
We mentioned before the game, final thought here, Greg, but, you know, thanking the fans who came out. Yeah. There was a good energy in the building here today. It probably wasn't easy for people to get here in a lot of cases. It's pretty important.
Absolutely, and huge shout out to the students that came. I know they were handing away. I even offered to go over to the dorms and hand out tickets or Gordon Commons or wherever they wanted to send me. But for the fans that drove in here, as you're listening on the way home, be careful driving home, take your time, but really appreciate the support that you've given this group, and they are playing in front of loud, rowdy Badger fans.
Yeah, they were here tonight and loud and rowdy. So enjoy this one, and off to Michigan.
Okay, sounds good.
All right,
thanks, guys.
Thanks. Badgers head coach Greg Gard joining us here courtside. We're going to go out of conference here. They're going to go into overtime. The fight in Lamont Parris's, South Carolina and Alabama, tied at 68. Tied getting a layup in the final couple of seconds of regulation from Brandon Miller. So it's 68 all as they head into overtime. Keep a tabs of the former Badger assistant in his first year as a head coach down at South Carolina. Wisconsin a winner over Iowa tonight, 64-52. Back with more in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Mott's Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious brew pub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a brew pub Lotsa Mott's Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, brew pub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Wisconsin 64, Iowa 52 tonight. The Badgers 52% from the field, 25 of 48, 4 of 18 from the arc. We mentioned how good they were inside the three-point line tonight, 10 of 18 at the foul line. Iowa just 32% from the field, 3 of 28 from long range, 9 of 13 at the foul line. Badgers with 11 turnovers, only 3 in the second half, and really only 2. They had an intentional shot clock violation there as they were running down the time. Iowa ends up with 7 turnovers, 8 assists for the Hawkeyes, and 11 dimes for Wisconsin. Up next for the Badgers will be a trip to the Chrysler Center in Ann Arbor for a 1 o'clock tip Central Time. Our coverage will start noon from Ann Arbor for the Badgers and the Michigan Wolverines. Final score here tonight, Wisconsin 64, Iowa 52. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Mike Lucas, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back in our network studio, this is Matt LePay, hoping you'll join us on Sunday when the Badgers take on Michigan. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The Four on the Floor concert, scheduled for Thursday, February 23rd, from 6:30 to 8 p.m., has been canceled. Pete Revel and his group play monthly at the Macmillan Fine Arts Center. They've canceled Thursday because of the snowstorm that's coming. The group says they'll be back in March. Two ballot initiatives pushed by Republicans will appear on the April ballot after a judge denied a request to push them off for a year. The groups who filed the lawsuit argued the Wisconsin Elections Commission sent the questions to county clerks a day past the deadline required under state law. Dane County Circuit Judge Rhonda Lanford ruled that the legislature had substantially complied with the law. The questions on cash bail and welfare recipients would disproportionately affect poor people in the state. Democrats claim this is an effort by Republicans to drive conservative voters to the polls in April. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter storm warning continues until 6 p.m. this evening. Snow likely becoming mixed precipitation overnight, otherwise overcast. Lows level off around 17, northeast winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Snow likely tomorrow 22, cloudy. 5 to 10 inches of snow overnight through tomorrow with another inch Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
We are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, too. And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K. is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media, Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
What is dedication?
People ask how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
To As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. He is Greg Bach. Thank you for listening on this, you know, pending gloom, storm, whatever we're calling it.
Stormpocalypse.
But wherever you're listening, whether it's on the Civic Media app or streaming or on a radio or a podcast, thank you for joining us today. Now, Jane, any updates on roads or weather?
Taking a look at this really, really useful website that you should use as well. It's 511wi.gov. and that will show you the entire state and where the accidents are. And right now, we just have a couple. So there's one around Madison and a couple around Milwaukee. Everything is out of your way, so nothing is blocking the roads right now. But as I look at some of these traffic cams, 9441 around Kenosha and Racine and Pleasant Prairie, it looks like the visibility down there is not very good. So what do we like to tell people?
We like to say if your wipers are on, your lights should be on.
Bingo, Kristen.
Did you know that?
No.
Dude, that's a law.
It's a state law.
Oh, my lights are always
on. You really don't listen to the show except on Wednesdays, do you?
Do you know what my life is like?
I don't.
Yeah, it's busy. I'm a busy human being.
You're in the car?
I got like 98 jobs.
I know, but don't you drive back and forth from Kenosha to Milwaukee?
I do.
What do you listen to when you're doing that drive?
Audiobooks. I want to be informed. I'm sorry.
What audiobook are you listening to right now?
I just started Constance Wu's memoir.
Yep. She, I'm assuming she is the
from
she's
fresh
the
off
voiceover.
The boat.
No, I'm saying she voices it.
Yes. She I love a good memoir where they read their like Dave Grohl's really good. Mel Brooks is really good. So yeah, I listen to audiobooks because I'd like to be informed about things.
Well, we're insulted.
I just want to share a quick text that just came in at 844-967-2789, and we were talking about the results from last night. And then we admitted that we unfortunately pronounced Mr. Nodal's name incorrectly.
Which it feels like we don't. Is there any confirmation on how you pronounce it?
I haven't seen anything. I did some checking yesterday. I thought we were right with Knodal.
I thought we were right too.
But texter from Doc says, I suggest you continue saying Knodal until he says Democratic Party. Democratic Party instead of the Democrat Party.
Oh, does he do that?
A lot of them do now.
Yeah.
That became a trend over the last, well, under the former administration.
Well, that's a good segue. Well, first of all, it also just reminds me of the word caboodle.
Oh, caboodle.
Which is a young girl I own many of.
Mom, where's my caboodle?
All right. So let's talk quickly about the state Senate District 8 race where he won. Janelle Branchon, despite the somewhat subversive efforts of the Democrats to try to bolster her, thinking that she would be easier to beat in the general. Dan Knodal did win. And now it is going to be him versus Jody Habish-Sinikin. And I think this is another area that is trending. It's red, but it's trending blue.
It is.
And she seems like a really strong candidate, as far as especially for the demographic of that area. And again, what's at stake in this race is whether or not the state Senate will have a supermajority.
Yeah.
And as Dan Schaefer, who will be with us at 12:30 today to talk about the Brewers Stadium, something besides the election, but he was with us last night when Jane and I anchored from 7 to 8 for our special election night coverage. And I just totally lost my train of thought.
Can I say one thing? I am beyond disappointed that Janelle Branchon hasn't come out and screamed voter fraud yet. I mean, let's continue the legacy of baseless claims after you lose an election. What, did you completely lose your mojo, Janelle? Come on.
Come on, Carrie.
Get back on that it's all fraud. I was robbed. Trained.
But she's still, I mean, so there's no, she can just go back to being a state representative.
I,
with no power, because basically Robin Voss, Chucklemeister, resident Chucklemeister.
My favorite. He's my fave.
Has demoted her from off of any committees whatsoever,
I
right?
I just think, you know, I'm disappointed in her.
You should let her know.
Oh, I'm not.
You should write her an email and let her like, office know of like, I'm really disappointed that you just believe the election results.
You just rolled over and accepted obviously fraudulent results. What the heck happened to you?
You got to put in the email. You say, I'm not mad at you. ... I'm just disappointed in
you. Oh yes.
Oh, just
ooh.
Just take the knife, turn it while you're at it. Just.
All right. Well, then there was also some primaries for some of the bigger cities in their mayoral races. Mm-hmm. And so in Green Bay, incumbent Eric Genrich did win, which is great. And then Chad Weininger, who is the Brown County Administration Director, Republican, even though these are nonpartisan races.
Right.
He also won. So that will be, and I know less about him. I mean, I know Green Bay is, the city of Green Bay leans left, but the area of Green Bay.
The larger Fox Valley.
Yeah. Yeah. Is certainly, yeah. You know, there's more Republican. And so
that's Ron Johnson's backyard, right?
Yeah. And so I think it'll be interesting to see how, I mean, obviously the incumbent always has an upper hand, but I think he's pretty well liked, isn't he? From what I understand.
As far as I know. I don't know. If you're in Green Bay, 844-967-2789, let us know. What is the feeling about your current mayor?
And then in Madison, Satya Rhodes Conway, the incumbent, is also moving forward, as is Gloria Reyes, who is a former Madison school board president and former Madison deputy mayor. And I don't know if that was expected as far as her being a pretty close front runner, but I think Satya is pretty well liked.
Yeah, I think Satya,
as far as how much she has been able to do.
Yeah, I feel like it's her race to lose,
yeah,
if you will.
And then your old stomping ground,
Racine. Yes,
Racine. What can you tell us about the election results there?
Corey Mason and Henry Perez, Alderman Henry Perez, made it through the primary. Jimmy DeMatthew did not. So it's going to be in April. It's going to be the incumbent, Corey Mason the fourth, up against Henry Perez, and very different styles. Henry is a Republican, a conservative. Corey is a liberal. So it will be an interesting. I will be tuning into the debates on that one too.
Is he liked? Because we're seeing, I mean, because I would assume what's interesting to me is you've lived in both. You now live in Kenosha.
Yeah.
You used to live in Racine.
Yeah.
The counties of Racine and Kenosha,
mm-hmm,
purple.
Yeah.
But like the districts as they're drawn,
correct,
is basically for they've just like circled Racine, yeah, and Kenosha together and then put the rest of the counties together, which makes no sense. But, you know, I think we hear kind of, especially with Kenosha and everything that happened with Kyle Rittenhouse, and there's like sometimes, yeah, things come out on the county level of it was Kenosha, the Kenosha County, that you now can, like, in all county buildings you can bring a gun in, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. And so as far as the city goes, do you feel like the city leans more left?
I think the city leans more left. I think the same both Kenosha and Racine, like you said, both cities lean left, but Racine has a very blue collar, like, factory feel to it still, because even though those factory jobs have been gone for a long time, it still retains that feeling when you're in Racine, like, you know, the old days.
Mm.
And one of my big things is Racine is very not, they don't change easily. So it's hard to push change on. I'm not saying that as a bad thing either. I understand, you know, Racine has, you know, people like to make fun of it. I think Racine's a beautiful city. And I don't like anyone making fun of it because the people who live there are great. And, you know, as far as Corey goes, Corey is Racine's son, in my opinion. Like, his family's lived there for a long time. He's a sitting state representative. He was an alderman. It was just a matter of time before he became mayor. So the idea that he won as handily as he did does not surprise me at all.
We have Steve on the phone checking in from Green Bay. We were talking about that Bay mayoral race. Thanks for joining us, Steve. What do you want to say?
Hey, guys. Great content, like always. But I just want to say, you're right in the assumption that Eric Genrich, in general, is pretty well received around the city of Green Bay. I'm a resident myself, and he's done a lot of different things for the city. Got the city through the pandemic. However, there's one thing that might kind of trip him up a little bit. He's currently looking at a lawsuit for putting cameras with microphones into our city hall and not posting that. There's a lot of people in the city that aren't happy that they're being secretly recorded without being known. And now there's a lawsuit about that. I also want to add one more thing.
Okay. I also want to ask Steve when you come. I say that, but I also want to. What was his defense of why he did that?
So from what I've heard so far, from the news outlets in the Green Bay area, is that they've reached out for comment from the mayor and have not gotten any back. So I'm not really sure his thoughts on that.
What else did you want to say?
I do want to say his opponent, who won last night, he was going door to door for yesterday's vote, He actually knocked on my door, and I'm a registered Democrat, and left a pamphlet with us. So he's really getting out into the city and making himself known, you know, making known what he wants to do. Roads in part of Green Bay are in horrible shape, and he's really kind of running off of, you know, the current mayor has not done enough for the infrastructure in the city, and I really want to make a difference on that. And I think that will strike a chord with a lot of the voters in the Green Bay area.
So he's running on fix the damn roads? Which is fair, but I think it's, thanks so much for the call, Steve. And I think it's interesting because that stuff matters. And this is the stuff of local governments that you really feel like, who's going to pick up the trash and who's fixing the roads. But it's also keeping in mind the limitations of what any mayor and any city council has been able to do with such a shoestring budget and, you know, being really hamstring. And this is not a defense of, it is a defense of all mayors and all municipal governments because
of the lack of shared revenue.
Yeah, the lack of shared revenue. And so things that you expect them to be able to, you know, that they're supposed to handle, they can't handle because they don't have money to do it because, you know, because of Act 10, because of the fact that the police unions weren't touched in that. So they continued, like, I mean, this was Dan Devine when he was on, mayor of West Dallas, said, we start in the red for our annual budgets because so much of it has to go to police. And so it's one thing to run on those things that feel popular, but it's another thing to actually look at the money available and be like, well, maybe we can't do this.
Yeah. Another thing too, that I don't know if it's still happening now, but when we got into office in 2009,
in Racine.
Yeah. The shared revenue was cut, as well as projects, road improvement projects, things like that were being cut, postponed, canceled because those cities didn't vote for the people that they felt like they should be voting for. I mean, it was very well known that Madison, the assembly and the Senate were going to take it out on those who didn't vote for them.
Yeah.
And that sucked because we got the phone calls. And yeah, how do you explain to somebody like, well, here's, I'm going to give you some nuance in your anger. That always
works.
You're not
good at that?
I'm really, like, when you come at me yelling, I'm really good at just presenting a lot of nuance that really quells the
How are you good at hearing nuance when you're angry?
Very good at it.
Yeah.
Because I always know that when I'm angry about something, it's like, dude, just look back in my head. I'm like, shut up, dude. You sound like an idiot.
All right. Well, also, just keep in mind, as we said in the first segment, this week, a Dane County Circuit Judge, Rhonda Lanford, did deny a request to push the two initiatives, well, one, the cash bail constitutional amendment, and the referenda on criteria that one must have to receive welfare. So those both will be on the ballot. So we will continue to talk about those over the next 5 weeks until the general. And so, yeah, we will still, any other thoughts, you're still welcome to text them in, 844-967-2789. And when we come back, Corey Hartman will give us an update on the storm. And just quickly, we'll see. Maybe he'll surprise us. But Joseph McClear asked, will Corey Hartman be singing Sunglasses at Night live in the studio? I don't think he is, but maybe we can get that for some bumper music.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. I mean, I've been wondering it this entire time.
Which Corey Hartman are we talking about? All right. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Come back.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. For progressive talk from Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I really wanted to just listen to that whole song for the rest of the segment.
Heart start beating harder,
yes.
Right there.
It yes. Just... I was certainly in my late 20s when that song came out, and I probably listened to it for a month straight, lip syncing it on my like walk to work every day.
Did you have any bad breakups like around that song where it like inspired you and you're like,
I actually did.
Let this cartoon guide my way.
We have to get to Corey, but... Welcome back, As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Vry. She's Jane Mattenair. He is Greg Bach. We are keeping you updated throughout today's show on the pending snow that is coming. Thus, let it go.
Yes, from Frozen.
Never afraid of the cold, whatever the lyrics are. Jane, how are the roads looking?
Okay, we do have one closure. So this is near Bloomington. This is northwest Wisconsin, right along the Minnesota border, it looks like. Southbound Wisconsin 35 is completely closed beyond 385th because of a crash. There are a couple incidents again around Milwaukee and now Kenosha. Looks like everything there at least is out of the way. So these things are off on the shoulders. But this is not expected to get any better.
No, not at all. We're just hoping we can get home.
That would be nice.
It would be nice.
Otherwise, there's a nice hotel down the road.
And here to tell us more about whether or not we might be able to get home, or at least how bad it's going to get, is Mr. Corey Hartman. How you doing, Corey?
Good. How are you guys?
We are good. We're having fun this morning. So what can you tell us about, you know, as we are a show that airs across the state? I've seen the maps. They look like a bag of Skittles, which, you know, are usually my favorite, but I don't think I'm going to like it today. And so what can you tell us about what weather across Wisconsin is going to look like?
Yeah, if only this weather was as tasty as a bag of Skittles, but unfortunately not there. No, the entire state of Wisconsin is pretty much under a winter storm warning for, you know, the central part of the state is going to have the heavier snow. There's a couple of counties up by Ashland, Wisconsin, that are actually under a blizzard warning. And then the southern tier of counties under an ice storm warning. And that's actually where the worst weather is right now. As I'm looking at the radar, some sleet and freezing rain has made its way in to the areas near Janesville, Monroe, over to Elkhorn, and then stretching over toward the Racine Kenosha area. And the heaviest sleet right now is falling just north of Janesville. So if you're kind of in that area here today, that is, Rock County over toward Greene County. That is where the worst is right now. But that line is going to continue to move throughout the day and form. And as it moves its way northward, That is when Madison to Milwaukee is going to get in on some of that mixed precipitation and sleet and all those fun things. But as far as the snow is concerned, I mean, we picked up 6 inches in Mauston, a few inches heavier than that further north. And that's where the heavier snow is going to be, basically from Sauk County, Columbia County, over toward Washington County, and northward is where the snow is today. So it really is kind of a mixed bag out there, and it's going to get worse as the day goes on.
And so as far as driving conditions, when you say the different kinds of precipitation, what are the different considerations to take in? So us driving home in southeast Wisconsin, be more careful of ice versus visibility, because obviously what felt so terrible last Thursday for southeast Wisconsin was not necessarily that the roads were terrible, it was that you couldn't see anything. And so as far as kind of advice on, depending on what's predicted, what to expect, if you have to go on the roads, what to look out for?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the traffic cameras out there now. Visibility is fine, you know, as far as driving conditions are concerned, the absolute worst is going to be that freezing rain and the sleet, because that's going to make things extremely slippery. So about the southern one-fifth of the state is where we are going to see that over the next couple of hours. But then, you know, as the heavier snow gets here, as the winds pick up, as we head into the afternoon and into the evening, those gusts 40, 45 miles per hour, that's when the visibility is going to decrease. And then, of course, it's after dark. So that just, you know, adds more fun to everything. But, you know, really the Dodgeville to Milwaukee to Kenosha triangle right now is where the worst driving is going to be.
Oh, no. That's where I live.
Greg.
I know that I'm a 45-year-old man, because the whole time I'm sitting there terrified. Like, oh, what is he going to say? What is the magic weather wizard going to say next?
And so this, Corey, this is supposed to last until midday tomorrow, right?
Yeah, about noontime tomorrow, then things really will taper off quickly. The possibility of precipitation, the snow, and mixed precip really trails off as we get into the early afternoon tomorrow. So this is not going to be a long-duration thing, thankfully. And then by the weekend, you know, we're talking about highs in the mid-30s to mid-40s by Monday with rain.
This is the third week in a row this has happened, isn't it? It's the third week.
It is.
Yeah.
Where it's oh my gosh, snowpocalypse. Then by the weekend, you're like, oh my God, who wants to go tanning?
Well, and yeah, Corey, go ahead, Corey.
No, I was just going to say, it's been kind of the Wednesday, Thursday time frame too. So this week, last week, and the week before. So yeah, you're exactly right. Three weeks in a row, the same part of the week and the same type of storm almost.
But this is something, it's one thing that we can see the skittle bag that's across Wisconsin, but this is the whole country. I mean, my parents and my brother right now are in Palm Springs, jealous, but they had like a windstorm last night, and the videos my mom was sending, and I don't know if that, I'm assuming that has to do with the storm that's basically coming over the entire country.
Yeah, it's a big area of low pressure with a lot of wind energy, and so there are wind advisories from, you know, eastern Texas, eastern Oklahoma, all of Louisiana, all of Arkansas, all of Mississippi, stretching over into the Tennessee Valley.
Wow.
I don't know if it should make us feel better that we're all miserable, or, you know, it's just kind of shared suffering, I guess.
I don't feel bad for anyone in Palm Springs.
Yeah, I don't think we can feel too bad about anybody that's above 50 degrees right now.
That's true. All right, Corey, thank you so much for checking in with us. I'm sure either us or other shows throughout the day will check back in with you as we have updates. But thank you. Thank you for your service.
Absolutely. Happy to do so.
All right. Do you still get some more Frozen for us to take us out, Jane?
You bet I do.
All right. Well, this will wrap it up for the first hour, the 11 o'clock hour. When we come back, a little bit of a Norfolk, East Palestine update. Because, you know, grifters are going to grift, whether it's Trump or Ron Johnson.
Never take
a tragedy for granted where you could make some money off of it. And then Dan Schaefer will be here at 12:30. But for now, we will be back in a minute. Take us out, Jane, with that lovely Disney jam.
I'm never going back. The past is in the past. Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
When the wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say? Whale.
Yeah, whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic
Safety Administration. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.